kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kumusta? I like adobo, pancit.
I like adobo.
Yeah.
Yes, so he does know something.
Bibingka.
We both know. I love bibingka.
Ito ang tinig ng mag-asawang sina Juanita at Hilary Towers mula Brisbane. Si Juanita ay half Filipino, half Australian, habang si Hilary naman, full-blooded Samoan na ipinanganak at lumaki sa Australia. Sa panayam ng SBS Filipino, ibinahagi nila kung paano nila niyayakap ang mga kultura sa kanilang pagsasama, lalo at may mga pagkakapareho ito.
Like any, very any similar. Yeah, the Filipino culture and then the Samoan culture, very similar. Big in family, big in
food.
You know,
big one.
Love, you know, so.
Yeah, very giving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like there's definitely similarities in the Filipino and Samoan culture in that sense.
Which is good, which makes it easier and all of that kind of stuff. It makes it easier for us to, I guess, connect as a couple because we already sort of think the same.
Kwento ni Juanita, ang tatay niya ang Pinoy habang ang nanay naman niya ang Australian.
So my dad is Filipino, so I'm half Filipino and my mom's Australian.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm half Australian Filo. Yeah.
So how do you deal with those two cultures, navigating those two cultures? How do you adjust to each other?
Filipino and Australian?
Yeah.
I think it's just, I guess I've grown up in Australia and I don't know, it's been good. I didn't really get raised around my Filipino side as much. My dad lives in the Philippines, so it's been a bit hard, but I love the culture, obviously, and I really want to go to Philippines one day, so hopefully, but yeah. My mum, who's Australian, is the one who also cooks adobo bibingka, so she, like my mum and dad were together for like over 20 years, so it was definitely still a part of my life, but just not as rich, I guess, as I'd like it to be. Actually, most of them are in Australia now. My grandmother moved over to Australia and then brought all the kids. Mm-hmm. So I think my dad's like one of seven.
Mm-hmm.
So they all moved. My aunties, my dad's the only brother.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's just in the Philippines now, and everyone's in Australia. So
everyone's here, really. Okay.
Which you can see, like, there's a lot of Filipinos in Australia too. So.
Si Hilary naman, Australian born and raised Samoan.
I feel like it's easy. It's there's a big difference obviously with the Samoan culture and I guess the Australian culture, but it's normal to me. I love both. I take a lot of stuff from my Samoan background and implement it and stuff that we do here in Australia, and it works perfectly. That's good.
I've heard earlier that you speak the language. Is it correct?
Yeah, half. Not really that much. Not fluent at all. But yeah.
But you're trying.
I can understand it fully and everything. But yeah, we're learning.
Kaya naman ang mga kulturang ito ay plano nilang ipasa sa kanilang apat na taong gulang na anak.
I guess he's half Samoan, quarter Filipino, and quarter Australian. So I think for my side anyway, with having my parents here in Australia, it's easier for them to talk. They talk to him in Samoan, and you know, I obviously say words, certain words in Samoan. So it's easier on that side, but I guess the Filipino side, we're definitely going to try not having Winnie's dad around, but I'm sure there'll come time where he gets to learn about it all and we teach him, and so he can be a proud Filipino, Australian, and Samoan.
Bukod sa tahanan, ang pag-asayaw ang naging tulay sa kanilang pagmamahalan. Dahil sa parehong hilig sa pag-asayaw, nabuo ang isang malaking pangarap bilang mag-asawa.
Yeah, so we did meet dancing. It was like in high school, we danced for the Queensland Reds. That's just how we connected.
Mm-hmm.
And then we weren't a couple straight away. But yeah, it led to that, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're married.
It's really good. And then, is it really your passion ever since you were a kid? I'm going to go first with Hilary, the dancing.
For me, yeah. Like when I was younger, I was always a dancer. The movies, the typical movies, You Got Served, Stomp the Yard, all of those. Like, I just always loved dancing, watching, entertaining. And it's always just been a passion from young. And then took it more serious when I entered school. And then after school, it just took over my life. And now we're here.
How about you, Juanita?
Yeah, so I've always loved dancing. I started dancing at age 5, but not hip-hop, just doing other styles. And then I guess more when I became a teenager, discovered hip-hop. And yeah, my love is just for hip-hop, really, since I was a teenager. And love it. Definitely a passion. Obviously, it's our livelihood, and, you know, so we have to love it.
Ang pangarap na yon ay ang Bloodline, isang dance studio na hindi lamang negosyo, kundi isang tahanan para sa komunidad.
You built a company based on your passion. How is it?
It's pretty crazy, because even we, like, reflect and look back on it, like, we can't believe this is all real, almost, because obviously we started it because we're passionate about it, but I guess you never really realize just how big and stuff it can grow, and all the amazing things we've achieved, and all the students and people that come in and out of our studio. We're just super blessed. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, how many years, Hillary, the Bloodline Dance Company?
This is our 8th year now.
8 years.
Yeah.
And then you both teach in those classes?
Yeah.
What do you teach?
Hip hop. We all teach hip hop. So Bloodline's just hip hop.
Just
hip hop.
Mm-hmm. And then, what do you kind of feel when you do those kind of teaching to new kids, especially when you see yourself? Can you see yourself from them when you were young?
Yeah, for sure. We're definitely big on the community side of things, and that's why we have a company that's for all ages, all levels. Because you have to start somewhere. Not many people are doing it these days. And everyone wants to sort of reach the top, but you need to start first to get there. So we love the community side of it, having beginner to advanced level kids, and just going from there and seeing the journey. It's one of those good for the soul to see the journey from young. We've had a lot of our kids from when they were like young to young adults, teenagers now. So yeah, it's been good.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure you have a lot of students that, you mentioned just still young. How did the confidence build in this kind of passion in dancing? I mean, how does dancing help this, like, confidence, you know, and also building this kind of community as well? How about you, Winnie?
I think because we ensure, like, ourselves and our instructors instill that belief in them and ensure that our studio is a safe space where they can feel comfortable, like, just be themselves. I feel like there's a lot of things, stigma, and social media can be very noisy. So it's like, okay, we need to create a safe space for all the kids, you know. There's a lot going on. So we really want Bloodline to be that outlet where they can feel at home, be themselves, almost, honestly, like a second family. So I think that's something we're really proud of, because it's a hard thing to come by, and it's special. So,
ang magandang pag-asama ng magkaibang kultura sa kanilang tahanan ay lumalabas din sa paraan ng kanilang pagtuturo at tila representasyon din ng multiculturalismo.
Very multicultural at Bloodline. Quite a few Filipinos too, which is a good thing, because family. But yeah, it's a mixed bag of lollies, our company, which is a good thing. Everyone brings their own thing, different cultures, diversity, so we love it.
Yeah, and then you've mentioned hip-hop, but do you also incorporate some Samoan or Filipino songs in there somewhere?
We have in the past when the performances come up, but I guess routine, not really, but when we have those performances where it's like a gig or something more entertaining, it's good that we can throw some of that stuff in if it meets the requirements.
Yeah.
Like, we've done Filo songs before for like a festival like this.
Yeah, I was about to ask, Dex, I've seen you, some of your students dance. So do you do this thing often? Like, I mean, going around different festivals, community festivals, to really showcase the talent of also the multicultural community?
Yeah, we try to do it at least like twice a year. And we have our end of year show with our whole company. But a big thing that takes up our time is just traveling overseas or interstate for competitions. Our competition side of our company is quite big, probably bigger than our recreational side. So there's a lot of opportunity to see us perform. We also perform at Each Street sometimes. So yeah.
Bukod sa kultura, bukas din sila sa anumang antas ng pagsasayaw mula sa beginner hanggang advanced at mula 5 years old hanggang sa mga adult.
There's always somewhere to grow, you know, like our recreational dancers, if they see, you know, I want to take this seriously, like there is that pathway. Yeah. They can take it seriously. They can travel for dance and they can make it a career. I think that's something that's pretty hard in dance to find, is like, okay, I'm dancing now, but what is it going to give me? But I guess we're creating those opportunities for our dancers. Well, we're trying to anyway, to like make it a career. So it's exciting to see that there is like room for growth.
Para sa mga kabataang nagnanais pumasok sa mundo ng pagsasayaw, may mahalagang payo sina Juanita at Hillary.
I think just give it a crack. That's the best thing you can do. Just put yourself out there. It's always going to be nerve-wracking at the start. And a lot of our elite crew members now were exactly like that. Very scared, very nervous, really closed off. But Bloodline, like Winnie said, we try and make that positive environment. And it'll pass. You'll end up not being nervous, not being scared, and then you'll start loving it. And I think any advice, I guess, for the parents is to back them, because I feel like maybe possibly Filipino culture and even big in the Samoan culture, dance isn't really a thing. It's like not the thing that people think of when you think of that culture. So it's like back them, back your kids, because it can take you places and it can take you around the world to see crazy things. And it's such an awesome community. It's a team sport, which is even better. And it's just good for the soul just to dance. And if you're a beginner, just have a boogie. It's the funnest thing ever.
Yeah. Anything to add, Juanita?
Pretty much said everything, but yeah, I honestly think you just have to go, give it a go. Anything that you try that's new or whatever is always going to feel, you know, a bit nervous to do. So just give it a go. Might take you, maybe not on the first one you'll feel good, but the second, third, and then it's like, oh, why was I nervous in the first place, you know?
Sa pamamagitan ng ritmo, pamilya at pagpapahalaga sa pinagmulan, tila pinapatunayan ni Juanita at Hillary Towers na ang paggalang sa sariling kultura ang susi sa pagbuo ng mas matatag na kinabukasan. Ako si TJ Korea para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.